A burro?
Uh-huh.
I don't know nothing about them. We never was around them and okay. raised them or nothing.
Sometimes when people, or when they go on rides or they'd have to take a string of horses along with them. Do you know what they might call that? You know, two or three horses for each rider?
Pack mule?
Would they ever, I mean, a string of riding horses. Have you ever heard of a term they might use to call a string of those horses?
I don't know what they call it.
It's your riding string.
Oh, they'd call it a string?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you'd call it, think?
Say it.
Riding string, I
okay.
guess, would just
okay.
be what it would
right.
be.
Okay. Were there terms they would have for poor cattle? Or for poor sheep? With poor quality?
Skeletons, I guess.
Skeletons, okay. That's great. What about calling animals? Did you ever call the cows?
Call a moo.
Okay. But that's how you get them to come in for milking?
Mm-hmm.
You'd yell what?
Well, you usually named your milk cows and just call them whatever.
Call them by name.
By name.
Okay. What about with chickens? To call chickens, you know, for feeding or anything. Mm-hmm.
My grandmother, she used to say, hurry up, hurry up, and here they'd come.
Never say chick, 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 though, anything like that?
I don't think she ever called them chickens, but
okay.
we usually call them chickens.
Can you think of any other calls you had for animals?
Your saddle horses, if you call them by their names.
By their names again? Or whistle? Or a whistle?
Whistle.
Okay. But a sheepman usually has something to help him chase the sheep. It's
sheepdog.
Okay. Were there any dogs up here of mixed breed? What would you call that?
A mutt.
Okay. And was there a name that they would use for an orphan calf or lamb or horse?
A maverick.
Is that what they would call it? Okay. And this may be a little indelicate, but were there specific terms they would have for different types of animal excrement? Like for what the cows would leave behind, they would call that?
Cow chips.
Okay. And for horses?
Horse apples.
Okay. For pigs, you know, you didn't have any, but have you ever heard? Or for sheep?
Always manure.
Manure, okay.
Sheep manure, pig manure, chicken manure.
Okay. All right. So that basically sums that up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's just as well. Was there ever a name they would use to call wild horses, specifically? Was that
Mustangs.
Okay. And maybe you could tell me some types of animals small animals that run around here or in the hills or.
Wild animals.
Uh huh. You talked a little of wild fowl, but now rodents.
Well, we've got rabbits and coons and skunks.
Would you always call them skunks, or is there another name you might use?
Polecats or stinking pussies.
You would call them polecats, though?
Oh, when we were kids, we
okay.
did.
All right.
Coyotes and foxes.
Okay, can I get you to go through that list?
There's coyotes and foxes.
Anything else? What are those things that leave holes that cows often break their legs in?
Prairie dogs.
Okay. Yeah.
There's
those.
Badgers. Well, we don't have any right here. Porcupines.
Do you ever have you ever heard of a thing called a gopher?
Mm-hmm.
What?
We have gophers.
Okay. How
ground
big,
gophers.
How big are those?
About 6 inches long, aren't they? A gopher.
Spiky gophers.
Mm-hmm.
Whistlers.
They
mm-hmm.
could also call those whistlers. That's what you call them too?
They whistle.
I never knew anything about them whistling, but I've seen them.
How about something else that might have little markings up its back?
Squirrels,
okay.
chipmunks.
Okay, those are different things.
Mm-hmm.